UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Get up, get up, let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, when my notes start getting filled out, when my sheets become easier to go line by line for plenty of show notes, you know what that means. It's getting time to get to it. Steve Rummage is a little busy. Nikki V in the booth.
A little busy, but here. But here. But listen, here. This is normally a day. Have some things going on. You know, nothing serious. I mean, nobody freak out. But that I would normally just be like, yeah, I'm gonna punt today, man. You know, like I got stuff to do. But the last 2 weeks, you guys have been.
You feel guilty, Steve. You feel obligated to do the old college try.
I do, but it's because, man, over the last 2 weeks, you guys have really let me take a summer break, and it has been great, and it's recharged me for the season to come. And it's not often, you know, that you're blessed with coworkers like you and Nick that are like, listen, not one time did y'all give me any grief
out loud.
I was like, out loud,
publicly.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure quietly you guys threw a fit, but so I'm like, no, I'm jumping in there today for a little bit, and we're gonna have some fun.
Nikki V in the booth. Nikki, what's good?
They want the boot.
Good morning, fellas. I'm feeling good. I really do feel good today. Good night at the restaurant last night. I got to do the Edwin Diaz challenge.
How do you feel good and look so terrible this morning?
All right, that's cool. Just ask how I do, and then just completely.
Okay, this is the problem.
Does Nick look like crap?
This is the problem, Steve.
I look fine, Steve, but I'm a little all over the place, which is what I was going to get to, Marcus.
Answer that phone, and I
don't want.
This is the challenge, Steve.
Okay.
I dare you to tell Nikki to go to the bathroom and take one of those I look cute today bathroom selfies in the mirror. And you look at his shirt. Listen, by the way, his Kenny Klein blessed, perfectly stitched polo, and it is filthy. Steve.
It's not filthy, but there is a little. There's a little grease spot in the middle. I was cooking
multiple
this
grease
morning.
Spots in the
you
middle.
You ruined the Kenny Klein polo
it's
already.
Not ruined. It just
yes.
Do you know what Phil had to do?
I know.
Do you know?
I know.
Phil had to sell himself nearly.
He a little bit of shout, a little bit of we'll be right
Phil
as rain.
Phil had to even go back and
I was looking in the room. Phil was rubbing his nipples. It was weird. It was like, yeah, I was like, I don't know what Phil's doing, but he come out with like three polos.
And would not let anybody touch him. They were like hostage polos. Like, like everybody back up. Back up. These are going to the studio. They're coming with me. Don't anybody try and stop me. We saw it. And day one, Steve.
You ruined the polo already.
But here's the problem, Steve.
It's not ruined. It just needs a little. I spilled something this morning on it.
Here's the problem, Steve. We're going to talk multi-layers. And on Gene Snyder, I was going to tell Nikki, hey, Nikki, I may throw a couple of zingers that may cross by your ears, and if you don't want to hear the zingers that may cross, they're not at you. I said I was gonna promise Nikki
that Nick sues Phil.
Listen,
we are 13 minutes in the show. I'm done already.
Like, oh yeah, well I wouldn't have had a polo to mess up if you hadn't gave it to me.
Yes.
Well, that's a great lawsuit.
Yes. Book it. Listen.
Don't know why that's applicable to today.
No, because Phil Baker knows how messy I am, so he should have waited.
Should have never gave me a polo nice.
He should have told me. Yeah, right. I wasn't ready for the level of stitching of the polo to wear to work or not wear to work.
So then to top it off, do you want to know what Nick did?
I'm listening.
Nick went and found Phil, and he's like, hey, if you don't take the blame for me doing this, you're going to go in that other room and you're going to get me $250.
Or.
And if I don't sue you, I'll extort you.
Or I'm going to tell Diener.
And that's the line.
I'm going to tell Diener that you invoiced. One day you left your show 15 minutes early, and you invoiced 93.9 Studios during the COVID shutdown. And I'm gonna get you fired, Phil. Get you suspended.
Yeah. I saw Phil in here maskless with multiple times during COVID.
He's going down.
This is Nick.
He's going down.
And to top it off, Nick puts the cherry on top with, and Phil has a MAGA hat.
Steve.
Like Nick covered everything. Like Nick totally ruined Phil's life.
And then when the police are coming to get Nick, he's going to be like, well, can I sit in the lobby? And they're going to be like, no, you can't sit in the lobby while you just tried to extort Phil Baker. No, Nikki, you can't sit in the lobby.
Can I just hang out here?
No, you cannot use the phone or sit in our lobby.
Can I at least make a phone call?
Yeah, no. Hell no.
No,
get out of this. Are you serious? Get out of this facility. No, listen. Listen, Steve. You know why Nikki gets the smoke this morning?
I'm listening. Yeah, because I am kind of curious because I did something I never like to do. I just jumped on board with mocking Nick today, and I really didn't want to do it.
Right.
But you were doing it, and actually he sounded like he was extremely happy, and I could hear it in his voice. He was like, actually, because I asked him before the show, I said, how was your night? It was really good, man.
You're kind of going robotic for a second, but I'm sending you a text message, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to describe exactly what you see. Steve, it put me in a bad mood. It put me in a bad mood.
Nick's like his stupid face. Just put me in a bad mood.
No, listen. Right. You're going to see why I started my day off in a bad mood when you see the photo.
Oh, dear Lord.
That's when I changed it. I was going to say, hey, Nick, if I get a little spicy about this situation, it's fine if you excuse yourself. And I got no zingers for you today.
Is that Nick's car?
Just describe what you see, Steve. Don't make any assumptions. Just describe what you see.
Okay, it looks as though it's the top of a car.
Okay.
Oh, crap. I know what those are. I know what those are.
Watch your mouth. Don't say anything.
Nick.
I forgot. Yeah.
Empty Tupperware bowls.
No, not empty. Not
quite
empty.
Look as though they have mold in them.
Wait, or, describe again, because I stepped on it a little bit.
No, I was saying they look as though they may have mold in them or something. I don't know, like food or they're just setting on top of the, looks like maybe a sunroof.
And they're two Tupperware containers pinned inside the little sunroof flap on top of his car. Okay? So then I get upstairs right after I come in. He comes into the door. He's worked here longer than me, Steve. He's been knocking on the door to have somebody let him in. And then he has a Tupperware bowl in his hand with food in it. So keep in mind.
Healthy food. Heart of palm noodles.
Keep in mind, Steve, I just saw this.
Liquid aminos.
I just saw this Tupperware on top of his car. I'm already. Like, God, Nikki, you just got that car, right? He has these Tupperwares pinned into his sunroof. Then I see him with another Tupperware. Then I see the stains on his shirt. Then he doesn't have the key.
From said Tupperware.
Then I ask him, I say, where are you coming from, the streetway, you know? He says, yeah. I'll let you finish the rest, Nikki.
I don't
want to. If you want to. Okay, never mind then.
No, okay. Point I locked my keys in my car.
Do you see why
I had to Uber to work.
Now?
Okay, that's fair. I'm interested to hear what Nick was going to say.
No, I locked my keys in my car. I was going to the restaurant last night. I accidentally locked them in the car, okay? I left them in the ignition. I had a bunch of crap in my pockets. I had my bottle opener in my pocket. I had my lighter. I had my crummer. I had all my, like, restaurant crap. I had an armful of stuff. I thought I took the keys with me. Just it was an honest, simple slip of the head. And the reason the Tupperwares were there is because I had to climb onto the hood of my car and shine my light into the windshield to see if I could find said keys. Because, I mean, you could ask Jack and Pat. I was driving them nuts. I was basically inside both of them, giving them cavity searches while they were on the air because I was trying to find my damn car keys. I almost sent a hilarious text to Drew Diener, and I'm glad I didn't. Saying that, hey, maybe our Acura keys got mixed up, and Drew would have absolutely 13%ed the hell out of me with that text. I couldn't find them. I realized they're in the ignition, and I had the Tupperwares in my hand, and I put them on the roof. Once I saw that the keys were in the car, I was like, yo, got a private party, man, tonight. Pharmacy execs coming to the restaurant. Nikki's time to shine. I got to get to the restaurant. So I called an Uber, and I ran away. I completely forgot they were up there. And now I'm stuck at the studio until I can get some AAA or break into my car yet again. So it was a simple mistake. And despite all this, trying not to bring negative energy into the studio. And
victim, here it comes, Steve.
Maven Steve, just chooses ultimate
here
violence.
This train's never late.
Okay, hear me out.
At the end of the story, I have got to be the sympathetic figure. Go
hear
ahead.
Hear me out.
I'm listening.
I'm going to take up for Nick.
Of course
this.
You are.
Thank
of course you.
You
are.
But let me tell you why.
Oh, God. Yeah, you, Fred, and
normally,
Nikki.
Normally, Nick would couple. Start.
You, Fred, Dino, and Nikki.
Listen. Normally,
hashtag team power bottom.
Normally, Nick would start being the victim. He did. Okay, but here's the thing. This is where I think you're wrong. Nick said, I was trying to bring positivity, even with
that's
everything that was going on.
That's how you set up the victimhood, Steve.
I know,
that's,
but what if he...
What am I supposed to say?
But what if he actually was? Because the reason why I say this is he was actually, when he got on the phone with me and when he started this show, he sounded like he was really kind of coming in with a good vibe. And it sounds as though...
That's the banana and tailpipe.
Okay, but listen, here's the thing. Because when I hear what happened to him, I'm like, that sucked. And I wouldn't have known that talking to him this morning. So I personally think that this is progress.
You didn't do the tennis ball to unlock your door?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen that done It actually might work with this one because it's an older car. So, you know, yeah.
I had your same car.
Okay. It's awesome. I'll try to use that. Because yeah. I've seen that done, but it didn't work with two cars ago because it had like a power lock or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this is an old school lock, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was either going to be that or.
You're going to feel like a criminal. Don't do it.
Just oh, no, man. I love breaking into
pay
cars.
Pay the $60.
No. I broke into Ethan's car. I think I helped break into Steve's car way back in the day. Or your van, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, Steve.
It was, and that was a work van. Wasn't my van.
Well, yeah, whatever. I broke into a car with Steve. Now, the fact that he's making it sound like that, I think that honestly we did commit a crime back in the day. You know, yeah.
So. We actually did though. That was way back. I don't know why I come in to do the 3 to 6 show, and for some reason I locked my keys in there and I was like, man, this sucks. And then Nick just come in, just broke right in the car like a true criminal. I was like,
just take a collection. Take a collection, make everybody.
I mean, I'm broke, but I could afford the $60. Is it weird I like the challenge of breaking into my car? Oh,
I can't believe you ain't got the tennis ball yet.
No, I didn't even think about that.
What percentage of our audience right now is saying, what's the tennis ball?
50-50.
Yeah, look, they got to know.
No, Steve. Can you tell that publicly?
What, the tennis ball?
Mm-hmm.
Does the Stab and Graph have tennis balls?
Okay, I got to be honest here.
Swing by. Hey, Coachy Karma, can I get a
I was
going
to just try to be cool and be a part of the group.
I knew he was going to do this. This is Steve's version of Nikki going victim. Steve likes to do this thing, right? He likes to go hide. Listen, okay, I'm gonna say that Steve is Steve has accused me a time or two of using my challenges to get perks, right?
Yes.
So we all have our secret cancel culture crutch.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what Steve's is.
You make it sound so bad.
Don't talk about guilty things with Steve, because yeah. He'll go run and hide behind.
I turn into super white guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he goes youth pastor, Christian, don't curse. I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I'm telling you, he'll go hide behind that army in a heartbeat, Nikki. So you don't listen. When we're giving you a hard time about who you go hide behind, and y'all are giving me a hard time about who I can go hide behind, trust me.
Yeah.
Steve understands.
We all got, you know, cards in our deck. Yes. Yeah,
Now watch. Now go ahead and finish, Steve. Go ahead. Go ahead. Like he's not on TikTok or like he's not seen any vines or any look. Go ahead and finish, Steve.
I was going to try to just be cool.
Yeah.
I bet. You know, and be a part of the group that did stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I've never done that. So mm-hmm. I got to be honest with you. I don't know that trick.
I'm putting that up.
You
there.
Know what? You know what?
Middays with Marcus Maven Twitter poll. Do you know about the tennis ball trick?
Yeah. Yeah.
When it comes to
here's the
how
problem.
Do I phrase it? When it comes to cars,
listen, the tennis ball car trick.
Okay.
Somebody's gonna think that's parking in your garage. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah,
when it touches your windshield.
You know another way? You just hit the wall.
So here's the thing. I was considering the pros and cons of saying what it is. I'm going to say what it is, right? And here's my rationale.
Can I say when it comes to opening cars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So, Steve.
God, opening cars really does make it sound criminal.
I want you to know my rationale behind this, right? Here's the thing. Have you ever gotten your car broken into, Steve? Did I lose you, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Steve disconnected for a second.
Okay. Well.
He wanted to absolve himself from the conversation.
Anybody?
What was it?
Oh, okay. Steve's back.
No, I just had it on pause. Yeah. Listen, if I pause for a second, y'all just ignore me.
Have you ever had your car broken into? Steve. Is he really doing that?
Yeah, he had to pause again.
Okay.
I've had my car broken into, but it was a left it at a mechanic's.
I'm asking,
and
okay,
they smashed the window.
I'm asking you this, and I'm asking the audience this. This is kind of rhetorical. If you've ever had your car broken into, you remember last week I told a joke about the kid in Atlanta said he put fake glass around his window and left the door open so people would think it's already been broken into, right? And
that's hilarious.
Okay. Now, if anybody who's had their car broken into, at some point they thought this, I should have left the door unlocked. Because rather than have my window broke for you to steal something, I'd have rather left my car, my just not have any valuable stuff in my car, left it unlocked. You can go in there, you can get my Tic Tacs, you can get my Advil or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has thought that if they've had their window broken and something stolen out of their car, right? Go ahead.
Nothing. I'm not even gonna say.
So I'm gonna try to save.
Well, I've never had my car broken.
You're right. Of course.
Hey, look. In the suburbs.
Of course. So here's the thing.
I don't know how they did it in Clarksville. Indiana. Talking to Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, I assume.
The mean streets of Covered
People
Bridge.
In Tennessee. No, listen. I'm going to tell you. The people in Tennessee, they're the nicest people on planet Earth. I don't believe they break into cars.
Hold on. I got to read this. Yes. Yes, Drew is a product of my teenage car stereo thievery years of being stolen from. Not thievery, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Drew the type of guy we would target? What we're saying?
I'm a product of...
It's a mighty fine accurate out there.
We had to start buying removable car stereos in my formidable years.
Oh, yeah.
You pull a whole stereo out, put it in the trunk, you know... It was just awesome. Nobody actually did it, you know, but the option to pull your car stereo out.
It was just sort of like a flex.
Yeah, it was a flex. Okay.
Did you ever have the club? I remember the club when I was a kid.
No, because by the end it's just like, okay, you're a coward anyway. Okay, so this is the thing. And again, the club came out during my, you know, invincible years, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, ain't nobody gonna... Okay, so anyway, I'm doing a public service by explaining how people break into cars. I'm saving the LMPD time and effort so they don't have to file a report, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The criminals, listen, people, it's not a lot of valuables in the car. Stop breaking into cars. People are not leaving valuables in their car no more. It's just risky now. You're going to get smoked. Mm. You're going to get smoked doing
that. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Everybody has these doorbell rings on their houses now, and they point to the garages and door cams and UPS. Stop it. Any potential criminals, find a new racket.
Yeah.
This internet is crazy.
You know? Yeah, because, I mean, that is a good point, because I don't leave anything in my car that I care that's stolen.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, if somebody broke, like, you could break into my truck, and if you do, I assure you, you're not going to take anything that I care deeply about. You know,
hey, Paul Garten, you are a jerk. And if Lauren was in here, I'd get her to literally block you for good on my YouTube channel.
Ooh.
What time are we going to talk sports? What time are we going to talk sports, Steve? What time are you going to talk sports?
Set your notifications, Paul, and whenever we do, we'll... We'll have it ding you.
Right. Get out of here. So anyway, Steve. This became viral on a little TikTok or a Vine or, you know,
one
of the little things.
I was kidding, but I really don't. I really haven't saw this, so I am curious.
Okay, so basically you drill a hole. You drill a hole into like a tennis ball, right?
Okay.
You put a hole and make it like this. I don't know exactly how big, but kind of like the size of your keyhole, right?
Uh-huh.
And you just you hit the tennis ball.
And the puff of air is supposed to pop the lock.
It unlocks the door, right?
I've tried this numerous times and it's never worked.
So Steve, but Steve, you know how the internet world makes jokes about it, right? Because listen, it's a guy who's like this. First of all you have to do is you drill a little hole like this, right? and listen, and he pops it. He unlocks it, right? And yeah. then instantly the camera pans around to a delegation member, and he throws on a do-rag like, I'm out. I hate admitting that publicly, but I laughed. So, like, he looks at it, right? Hey,
sorry, I want no part of this.
No, Steve. No, you're wrong. The exact opposite.
Oh.
He sees the video, right?
Yes.
His eyes get big, and he throws the mask around his mouth. And he puts his hoodie on, and he's like, it's on.
Forward my calls. Yes. I'll be busy this evening.
Yeah, listen, it's just a horrible look for the delegation. But
that's good.
And he does it so easy. You know, just the guy. Yep. He's like Bill Nye, the science guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's like the video when Peyton Manning does the, you know, just the youth foundation where he's just teaching the kid how to what do you call it? Jack a car with the little hook.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's like, and then y'all wait, and then when you hear a little pop, that's when it's unlocked. He's like, oh, cops, let's go. But yeah, it's kind of like one of those videos where he's just like, oh my God. Like, so that's why I was asking Nikki if he's tried the tennis ball trick. So
can I put something out to the listeners?
Yes.
I will film this. Can someone drop a tennis ball by the station? I'll give them a t-shirt. They drop off a tennis ball that I will use only for my car. Maybe a couple others. But depending on the success of this. But just drop a tennis ball off, and I will give you a t-shirt, and then I will film.
You think it'll work?
The only reason I think it will is because these are the type of it's not going to work on a power lock.
Yeah.
Like that one, you have to actually put the hanger into the door and catch it.
What are you going to do?
Which is so satisfying when it finally happens.
To drill the hole.
Don't we have a blade here? I mean, all I need is a blade, like to just cut into it, right?
See, I don't know. I don't look. Hey, during the break,
right?
Go to YouTube, which is the source of everything, and say, and put tennis ball unlock door. Well, that's all for the first segment of Crime Class today. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break.
This video, the dude's wearing black gloves. Who the hell's doing this, OJ?
He don't want to get identified. Quick commercial break. Ben Davis and Marcus Maybin on 939 The Ville.
Are you the emperor? Are you the emperor?
Am I the emperor?
Yesterday, I don't want to waste my time, cause this morning I feel happy, oh so suddenly. Get out your head and get buzzing, today's gonna be the one for me.
Get the lyrics. Yeah.
All right.
Get the lyrics.
But he's saying okay.
No, all day. All day. All
oh,
day.
That's
all
what
day,
it is. Oh, right. Yeah, no. Young.
What do you think about that song, Steve?
It was. I'm indifferent. I don't hate it. I don't love it.
You do know why we're playing that song, right?
No.
That's the new beat the song into your head. College football song theme for ESPN.
Okay. I think I can live with it.
When I first heard it, I'm like, this is un-American. But it's not. Listening to my third time, it's not.
I don't love it as much.
Yeah, but here's the problem. I always hate the new Monday night. Like, I rarely love the new you know, I'm conservative when it comes to my football music.
Like I don't love it as much now that you said it's the college football theme. Uh-huh. Yeah, like that definitely took it down a notch or two. Yeah. But it's not terrible. It's not terrible.
All right, here we go.
You're going to love it here by the end of the year. If the games are good.
Well, if we're good.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, if we're good, listen, I can wear sleeves when I win a national championship as long as I win the national championship.
Listen, did you see, by the way, did you see ESPN pulled out of negotiations with Big Ten?
I did.
Did you think anything of it, or are you indifferent about that as well?
No, I think those chips are going to fall where they may. I just don't think. I think Louisville will be, I've said it before, I think Louisville will be picked up regardless of what happens. And when those things happen, you know, it's just like, I did see somebody on Twitter yesterday, they made the comment about it would probably, you know, that might end the ACC Big Ten challenge, you know. Yep. So little things like that, maybe more. But I don't have time to worry because let me tell you why.
I'm listening.
Because as I'm sleeping, Scott Satterfield's out here working fools.
Oh, I walked on it. I was trying to do the buildup.
You stepped on it. You ruined it, Nikki. You ruined
the buildup. I'm
sorry. You could not sit back there and be a good producer. Drew Diener, did he not teach you anything? Guys that want to go from one side of the glass to the other, they don't know. Let it happen.
I was trying to set you up.
You
like
have
you
been
the
here.
Other ones.
Nikki,
I'm sorry.
You have been here long enough. When Steve says, "Do you want to know why, Marcus?" You know what that means?
Get the hell out of the way.
Get the hell out of the way. Shut your mouth.
Right, right.
So now that he's blown it, Steve, you want to start over and set it up again?
Maybe I can
delete that.
The moment
is
passed.
Listen, he's ruined. He'll have to call Mr. Fowler and a four-star wide receiver out of Miami. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you'll have to call and apologize to my four-star Dade County wide receiver that had offers from Georgia and everybody else under the sun.
Wait a minute. William Foles.
Did I say Fowler?
Yeah, listen.
You were saying college football.
God bless you, Steve. Yeah. You took the heat off me.
No,
thank you.
Here's the problem, Steve.
You peach.
I perfectly said, no, you were talking about the football analyst.
Chris Fowler.
You were talking about Chris Fowler, and you were going to have to apologize to Chris Fowler, you know, because he wouldn't have the sound of Steve talking about Satterfield's out here working fools to use on ESPN. So that's why I glossed over it. But why did you even – Steve, let me cover up for your mistakes sometimes. It's all right. So
that's fair. That's fair.
So here's the thing, Steve. I'm going to create a little magic misdirection, okay?
Okay.
So, I sent Nikki some audio, right?
Okay.
And I'm going to give this disclaimer. Okay. Steve and I, and the reason, Steve, I feel comfortable with you and giving this disclaimer through the show.
And by the way, sorry, Xavier came in for a quick visit and is now heading back to the park.
Okay,
so
cool.
yeah. If you heard, Xavier. Yeah, I was gonna say if everybody heard, there's a little echo in here right now. So if everybody heard that, he is heading back out now.
Okay, so Steve, you and I have been very protective of our Deep South Dade County Lamar lingo hunters. All the people who Lamar can't be, how can they even understand him in a huddle? And
yeah,
he needs to change the way he talks, and he needs to change the way he walks, and he needs to change this and that. And it's like, listen, y'all, the dialogue of the Deep South is just different,
right?
It's different. So, you know, here's the problem. It's how 90% of the NFL sounds.
Yeah, absolutely. That was always my comeback to that when they say, well, you know, the Lamar Jackson element. I'm like, well, yeah, but I mean, you know, literally, I mean, in more realistic terms, 60% of the NFL comes from the southeastern part of the country. Probably.
Right. And have, you know, the Georgia, Florida, you know, Alabama area have no problem understanding. The coaches don't have any problem understanding. Satterfield doesn't have any problem understanding. But here's the thing. You know, this guy has a thick, deep Lamar Dade County. But here's the thing. You're going to hear it, Steve. He's a he is a football first dude, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a quick interview. You got it ready to play, Nikki? Nikki. Nikki. Do you have that interview ready to play? Don't play it yet. Just you know, I'm still setting it up. Nikki may have to up the volume a little bit, but I want you to see. Texas says On3 has him as a 3-star.
Actually, I think they have him ranked. It was like the other ones all have him in like the top 100, and he was like almost 200th.
Okay, so listen, this
interview, and we'll fall.
This interview is like in May, ish. You know what I'm saying? Ain't June, July, August. This is in May. Mm-hmm. This is when he's that dude. Okay, Dade County dude. Your boy's coming in. Look, Saban's coming in. Check me out. Lane Kiffin coming in. Check me out. Just going down in Dade County to check out this kid in May.
Okay.
This is him talking to, you know, one of the, you know, 247-ish, you know, foot on the ground interviews. Okay. You might have to turn it up a little bit. Let it play.
Justin Garcia, Rivals.com, here with 2023 wide receiver, 4-star wide receiver, William Falls, out of Miami-Dade Christian School. Now, you did drop a top 8 a month ago. One of those schools featured was Florida State, and you did mention off camera that they are pretty high on your list. What about Florida State sticks out, and where do they stand in your relationship with them?
Honestly, Florida State sticks out because the connection I got with the receiver coach Ron Dugans, the recruiter Bartlow, and Mike Norvell, the head coach. It's just a special bond we got, talking on the phone, coming to practice and seeing me, having a good talk.
Have you guys discussed anything like playing time or scheme fit or any of those things?
Yeah, scheme fit, definitely. We'll definitely. And I discussed with them the earliest I could play, come in and play.
Gotcha. Another school you mentioned that was leading in your recruitment was Auburn. Now, what about them stands out? Obviously, they have a relatively new coaching staff and they're trying to do a lot in the SEC. What about them stands out to you?
What stands out to me, the receiver coach from Auburn told me, because he said they didn't really have nothing as far as a good offense. It ain't a bad offense, but it wasn't top tier offense. He said I could come in early and just play as a starter too.
Gotcha. And the other SEC school, Ole Miss, obviously Lane Kiffin is known for his high-powered offense. Obviously, receivers tend to do very well in that. What has he been communicating to you, and what's your overall feeling on Ole Miss?
My overall feeling on Ole Miss is good because it's an air raid offense. I'm a wide receiver. I like to go deep, catch all type of balls, and run for touchdowns. My relationship with Lane Kiffin, he's cool. We ain't talk as much, but I'm looking forward to talk when I get an official visit.
You did mention that Alabama has been coming through your school to see you practice and whatnot. Mm-hmm. What about them kind of sticks out? You know, obviously, they are a very storied program. Is that somewhere you could see yourself playing as well?
Probably I could, but I won't predict myself being there, but I'll probably definitely see myself there.
Gotcha. And then aside from these, obviously you're 2023, you have official visits to take, up to 5 of them. Are there any you plan on locking in for sure?
I say FSU, Ole Miss, and Auburn.
And any dates on those confirmed? Or are you still kind of up in the air with those?
No confirmation yet. Soon.
And can we expect a time on a commitment or maybe another time where you cut down your list additionally?
Cut down my list probably mid-season, leaning towards the mid-season.
Listen. You think you'll take your commitment all the way to signing day?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that last line, Steve?
I did.
What did he say, Steve?
Would he take your commitment all the way up to signing day?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Steve, yes, sir. Did you hear him talking about Florida State and Ole Miss and Auburn?
Who was it? I missed the school. Which school did he say? He was like, I could definitely see myself.
Alabama.
Okay.
He said, I would predict it, but I definitely see myself. Listen, this is a Dade County 4-star dog wide receiver.
Yeah.
He just finished telling you about Auburn, Florida State.
do you know what? Here's what Satterfield's done, and the staff, and I have to give credit. And the reason why I do like this for me personally,
like as a fan, why I like this Foles commitment. It's Foles, right?
Yes. Okay. Actually, Fouls.
Fouls. Yeah. That's why I didn't know if it was Foles, Fouls. The reason why I like this
commitment. Well, he called them Fouls, so I'm just going to go with the Fouls.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Is it's not a – it doesn't feel like it's a strictly Steve Clarkson. You know what I'm saying?
No. Steve, stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
And when I stop you like this, you know it's a good reason.
Yes.
Steve, you hear about the commitment, right?
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh, that's that one dude. You say, let me go YouTube him. Okay?
Yep.
You see his name. You see highlights. You click on the highlights, Steve. Okay, I'm locked in watching the highlights, right?
Yeah.
Then I read the title all the way. Because, you know, when you click it, you just look for his name, you look for highlights, you click it because you see the picture, that's him, right?
Right.
So, Steve, to your point, you don't even realize this. It didn't feel like a NIL Clarkson thing or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Which I love.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm okay with those
two. I understand. But, Steve, when I went back and read the title, this is how sweet it is. You know where the most recent highlights come from?
What's that?
The Tutu Atwell Foundation 7-on-7 Player Spotlight Fouls Dade Christian.
Interesting.
The Tutu Atwell Foundation 7-on-7.
Also, Jarvis Brownlee is involved with those. So,
where is Tutu Atwell from?
yeah, from Dade County. Yeah.
Steve, when we were beating our chest saying Tutu Atwell is a Miami legend,
mm-hmm.
Teddy's a legend. You leapfrogged over programs by capturing their legends outside of this northwestern Dade County, Miami area.
Well, do you remember what? This is a story that doesn't hardly get talked about enough that I love is when Bobby Petrino said he went down to recruit Tutu, and he was like, "Yeah, you know, there's a quarterback. You know, I'm down here to look at an athlete. You know, as Tutarius," and he said he was talking to one of the guys, Bobby Petrino telling him, he said, and somebody that was there was like, "Oh, Tuta," and he's like. Maybe. yeah. He's like, oh. He's like, hey, Tuta's one of the best players to ever come through here. And Bobby was like, I immediately was like, okay, I'm going to offer him.
Yeah.
He hadn't even saw him play yet. Yeah, he's just like,
right.
Okay, we're going to take him.
Right. No, it's like the story of the one guy we got at Louisville. When the brothers that played and said the brother called the other brother that's coached. And he said, I got a guy down here in Tennessee that he's the truth. And then Louisville offered him without even seeing him play based on the word of a brother. Who was it? When Rodney McCray called Scooter McCray and said, you should sign this Marcus Maben kid. So without even seeing him play, he said, I trust my brother Rodney and Coach Crum trust him and everybody gonna trust him. Tell him, I'm trust you. That Maben kid, he's going to be able to play. And then you just get him.
Wow.
So it's just like
that. That's a good story.
Yeah.
That's a tremendous story.
It's just like that, Steve.
Yes.
In all seriousness, when I saw that Tutu Atwell Foundation thing, I'm like.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yep. I'm like, yeah, we called it years ago. You mm-hmm. capture the top guys, the top street legends, you know what I'm saying, for lack of a better phrase. If you capture the street legend, it's a pipeline of, and I watched Tutu go to Louisville and be in the league first year eligible. I know Tutu. You know, I was 14 when Tutu left to go to Louisville.
Yep.
Now I'm 18. I watched him do 2 years. He was gone. Under that same coach.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. You hear what he said in his interview? All I wanted to know, basically, I'm paraphrasing, is we talked about how fast can I get on the field.
Yep.
Period. Tutu went up there, got on the field. Lamar went up there, got on the field. Right off, look, youngest to ever do everything. There's two examples. You're like, oh, I'm there.
I was gonna say this. I know it's 10:59, but let me say this. It's we're getting to the point. We're getting to the point. This is me as a this is Steve the fan talking. Where and I still think we're gonna have a good season this year. I really do, man. I really we can get
say
into that,
it,
that.
Steve. I know where you're going. Say it.
Okay.
You listen. But, here's the problem, Steve. What you're about to say, I would yell at you because I would accuse you of reading my notes. If you were in sitting across from me right now,
okay.
I'd be like, Steve, stop peeking at my notes. But I know exactly what you're about to say.
All right. Okay. We'll see. I hope so. But we're getting to the point where I'm like, we have to let him see this class through.
Nikki, the second dot. What does that say? The second dot down. Sorry.
The second dot down.
Change.
Change my win now attitude.
You know what that meant, Steve? Because you know I note myself in code.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That meant. Okay, Scott, you got some more time.
I mean, we're getting to the point where I'm like, listen, dude. Like,
yeah, I'm sorry, you got some more time.
I mean, I can't win three games. You know,
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
Like, but like, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, man,
Steve, I knew you were gonna say that.
I owe it to you for you to be able to see. I mean, when I think of guys like Fowles and I'm like Fowles and Reuben Owens and DeAndre Moore and Pierce Clarkson and the tight I mean the you know we're talking the number one tight end in the country
and another draft eligible Ashton.
Yes. Like dude, I mean it's like okay, I've got to let you see this through. you know what? You've earned it. You've earned it by getting them. You deserve to coach them. And if you can't coach him, then I'm gonna call you the biggest flop of all time, and I'm gonna listen, and I'm gonna hate you.
I'm gonna hate you. But
and
this
in
is
2 years,
what you signed up for,
yeah. And in 2 years, we're gonna fire you,
it's gonna be Crapthorpe Satterfield.
Yeah, absolutely. But you deserve to coach him. You deserve to see this thing through.
Maybe. look.
I mean, you got to make a bowl.
Let me see you in Commonwealth.
let's not get crazy. Yeah.
But I do know what you're saying, Steve, and I agree. And that was my third sentence on today's notes.
Yeah.
Because I knew you would feel like that, you know, or I thought you might. But
I definitely,
it needs to at least be said out loud
that
you're starting to get yourself into some comfortable space with this recruit.
Yes.
Any other shouts before you get out of here?
No, I think I'm good, man. Enjoy. I'm looking forward. I got some player profile I'm excited to get to.
You're coming back?
What do you want to do, a player profile?
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay.
Okay, good. Yeah. Let me get this first segment, the second hour then.
Okay. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.